We're for Melbourne and Victoria. These are today's headlines from the Herald Sun. New medical evidence detailing the impact of a second trial on Brittany Higgins' mental health is expected to result in the charge being dropped and the trial not proceeding. The ACT Director of Public Prosecutions, Shane Drumgold, will make the announcement after reviewing the material at around 10 a.m. today. He's expected to exercise his prosecutorial discretion to drop the charge against Bruce Lehman, the man accused of sexually assaulting Miss Higgins. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Herald Sun at heraldsun.com.au or download the app at your app store. Household gas bills are set to soar by around $500 for customers on basic contracts next year, delivering a crippling cost of living crunch. Energy retailers have advertised the looming whack on next year's no-frills contracts as being between 16 and 38% for residential customers. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
The Andrews government has ordered a security sweep of its ministerial cars just days after being elected to a third term. Drivers were ordered to present their vehicles at the state government office this week for checking. The government won't say why it ordered the security sweep. And the Balenciaga bikie Tarek Zahed has been moved into Australia's most secure prison after fears for his safety, having recently been moved to Goulburn Supermax. Zahed is expected to apply for bail in the New South Wales Supreme Court on Monday, having survived being shot 10 times in May and was quietly transferred from Long Bay on November 15. Those are your headlines from the Herald Sun. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at heraldsun.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Park Lee Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.